Santa Rosa County Emergency Management is teaming up with SAFER, the Support Alliance for Emergency Readiness, and BRACE, the Be Ready Agency Coordinating for Emergencies.
The Advanced Citizen Corps Academy started years and years ago when we had excess grant money at the state level, and they asked if anybody wanted to do anything with it.
Co-organizer Daniel Hahn is SAFER Administrator. In coordination with their partners in Escambia County, he says they decided to take it on as a project.
We had such a good time doing it, and it was such a rewarding experience for our volunteers who work in the disaster volunteer field that we've tried to do it as often as possible when there's excess money, money turned back and not to be used. We're going to try and get it here to use for the academies.
The program kicks off at 7:30 Friday evening with introductions and so-called micro exercises. The heavy lifting begins on Saturday.
That's when we have a full day of training from 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 or 9 o'clock at night or even later. We've got some ham radio training, medical training, some psychological first aid, some search and rescue training, map reading, and hopefully there's enough of them that they'll leave here saying, I couldn't do everything because there wasn't enough time.
In all, more than 20 topics and exercises will prepare attendees from across Florida to respond to a wide variety of emergency situations.
This academy will have various classes. You will see a lot of people going from things like first aid, hand communication, and various other classes where they can get a good understanding in ways that they can help in the event of a natural disaster.
Chris Neal with BRACE adds that there are some topics that will be emphasized over the others.
Shelter fundamentals and point of distribution classes, two big areas that we need a lot of volunteers in the area whenever those disasters occur. Other ones that get a lot of people in are also the active shooters, the incident responses.
One of the big things that we're seeing with this academy is we're having people from all over the state, all different agencies, CERT teams, search and rescue, Medical Reserve Corps, Department of Health, military, law enforcement representation. It's just going to be a good way for people to get comfortable with some of the other agencies, who's to contact, what kind of services they provide.
Seth Nelson, who's also with BRACE, is a co-coordinator of the Citizens Corps. Some of the goals for this weekend, he says, are to bridge gaps between the various agencies, supplement the initial training that volunteers receive, and prepare communities for the first 72 hours after an emergency.
Oftentimes when disasters happen, a lot of time first responders aren't able to respond immediately. You can look back at Hurricane Ivan and some of the other large hurricane instances where people were without power and without public health officials and safety and all that stuff coming in until weeks after the event.
This weekend's drill is a team effort, but Chris Neal says the Be Ready Alliance also has its own individual goals when it comes to disaster response.
BRACE wants the Pensacola area to be the most disaster resilient community in the nation. So, you know, anytime we can get volunteers or any kind of training we can get, that's our goal for everything. So we're doing things with the city of Pensacola, Escambia County, you're seeing us partner with Santa Rosa County, and including Town of Century.
After the exercises end on Sunday, Seth Nelson says it will be time to sit down and get some feedback.
See what kind of stuff people really enjoyed and what kind of stuff they didn't, what things added to their current training and what stuff was redundant or they've done before. And hopefully we'll be able to focus that on more specific trainings going forward and additionally the academy next year that we're going to plan on doing too and really get a good idea of what's going to help people the most.
More information on this weekend's exercise and how you can make your own disaster preparations are at the Santa Rosa and Escambia County Emergency Management websites, along with BeReadyAlliance.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.